On? I don't know what that means. Yes. All right, okay. Now, there are a number of ways of looking at this. The sources that you have before you are Parshas Mishpatim, and I know that this week is not Mishpatim. This week is already Parshat Truma. There are a number of ways to look at it. Number one, of course, we're a week late, because I wasn't here last week. We're also 51 weeks ahead of ourselves, okay? We're now preparing for next year's Parshas Mishpatim. Number three, and that may even be the truth, it's all the truth, everything is the truth, that the subject of these few psukim in Parshas Mishpatim are so powerful, so strong, so relevant, so timely, so moving, so these are sentences that one will find, I think I can safely say, in no other book of laws anywhere else in the world. And you'll see its relevance to today. So that's it. V'ger lo tonevet lo tilchatzenu. You shall not abuse a stranger. Lo toneh v'ger lo toneh, and you shall not oppress him. Ki gedim hayitem be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. If, as we are learning this, you're going to start thinking about the Eritreans and the Sudanese, it's natural that you should think of it. And toward the end of this year, we'll have to take a look at what should be our approach to it. By the time this year is over, I will have made up my approach to it. It's a painful issue. It's on the agenda. The national agenda, but there are, we have to take a look. First of all, we have not yet defined who's the ger that we're talking about over here. Who is the ger? Remember, when we came into the land of Israel, we had to wipe out all of those who were living here, but everybody was given the choice to leave. Of the seven nations that were here in Canaan, the Girgoshi, the Gemara says, Ha Girgoshi pono la Africa. The Girgoshi went off to Africa. They chose not to fight with Yahushua ben Nun. So they went off to Africa. Are they the Girgoshi coming back now? No. Not coming. That wasn't said seriously. Now, let's take a look. We'll read each one of these Rashis. The Rashis are very important. And if we don't finish it all today, I'll find a way to finish it later on, because it's too important. Number 2a, V'ger lo tona, you shall not abuse a stranger. Onas dvarim. You see, it says two things in the Pasuk. You shall not abuse, and you shall not oppress. Lo tone v'lo tilchotzenu. Torah doesn't just repeat things so that it'll sound more dramatic. If it says there are two expressions used by the Pasuk, lo tone v'lo tilchotzenu, each one has a specific meaning. And Rashi says what the Gemara tells us, that lo tone is onaz dvarim. This refers to verbal harassment. Contrarier in French. My French is not good. Kemo v'ha'achalti et monayich et besorim, and I shall feed those who harass you their own flesh. V'lo tilchatzenu. What does v'lo tilchatzenu mean? You shall not oppress him b'gzeilas mamon, by stealing from him. He's sort of the weaker one. He's the newcomer. He doesn't know his way around yet. You can rip him off. don't do that. So both verbally not to abuse and not to abuse by stealing from them. Now, it's interesting, of course, that the Torah tells us first the prohibition to abuse verbally. Because the Torah does not believe what we were taught as little children. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me. It's not true. The sticks and stones you get over, but the names, the verbal abuse, can stay with a person for a lifetime. Every one of us remembers ugly things that somebody said to us 50, 60, and 70 years ago. Therefore, the Torah is quite correct when it says, lo tone, don't abuse them verbally, and don't steal. The money he'll make up. But the abuse, the verbal abuse. Ah, so watch it. Ki gedim ha'yisem, and the Torah gives reason for it, because you were strangers yourself. Ah, so Rashi says, imho neto, if you abuse him, afu yachol lo notcha, he can abuse you back. What are you talking about? V'lo malacha, and say to you, afatem mi gedim basa, who do you think you are? You also come from a people that were strangers in foreign lands. This is a famous Rashi. It's a famous Gemara. Do not accuse your friend of a flaw that you yourself have. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Boy, we're going to use all the great statements of our childhood. You know, don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. Okay, that's not in Rashi. Kol lashon ger. Rashi says the term stranger in the Torah means Adam shelo nolad ba'otam medina, a person who was not born in that country where he presently resides. Elabom mimedina acheret lo gursham, but rather came from another country to sojourn there. That can be an Ole Chadash also. An Ole Chadash. I remember getting on a bus in 1955, and I asked the Nahag, come a grush there, you understand? Did he give me a grush in Kapachain, you understand? By the way, prices were in grushim then. Grushim don't mean anything today. And he sort of made some remark, come a grush, you know? So it just so happened that at that time there was a campaign, a government campaign in the country. The country's only 7 years old. There was a campaign, Hasber Panecha Latayar. Be nice to the tourist. So I told this, I get driver, Hasber Panecha Latayar. Oh, was he impressed? Was he impressed? Ger means somebody who comes, who's new here. He's new here. Any Ole Chadash went through it. We know it all. And our parents went through it when they came to the United States of America. And just like our parents, they remained Griner, Naya Gekimina, refugees their whole life. My wife always complains, before she opens up her mouth, people start talking to her in English. And so she says, but Lama, why are you talking to me? We have American written all over us, I don't know. And then how many times I'm asked, like, how long are you here in the country? When I tell them 36 years, so I assure them that my grandchildren and great-grandchildren speak without a trace of an accent. until it comes to their speaking English. So they're able to repeat. That's a ger. Ger lo tonev lo tilchatzenu. Does ger, by the way, in the sense of this pasuk, it applies to every ger. You don't abuse a person. A person is a human being. He's created in the image of God. The chutzpah that you have. How do you cause any hurt or harm to anybody? That's it. But this may very well be talking about a ger who, according to halacha, is permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael, is the one who accepts upon himself the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. It doesn't mean that somebody else you are permitted to abuse. You're not permitted to abuse anybody. In other words, we have to deal with the Eritreans and the Sudanese with understanding, with compassion, but that doesn't mean that we have to permit them to live here. Because from a... Because what it really means ultimately is that we can destroy our whole country, Chas V'Sholem, with our magnanimity and our openness. So how far? How many do you let in? And what happens when the first Jewish girl is going to marry an Eritrean husband? You know, we created a state here for the Jewish people. And in that sense, we have to make sure that it remains a Jewish state. Enough we have the fake Palestinians who live in our midst. And we treat them reasonably well. Palestinian lives matter. Okay. That's the first salvo. But that's not the ikka. The next pasuk. Kol almona v'yatom lo ta'anun. Five powerful words. A widow or an orphan should not be persecuted. Don't cause them any pain. Don't cause them any pain. We'll read the letter. Im anei ta'aneoto. This is going to be a great pasuk. They're all these so called great. Im anei ta'aneoto. If you will persecute him, ki im tsa'ok yitzak elai, for if he will cry out to me, shamoa eshma tzakato, God says, I will hear his cry. You abuse and you hurt the weak, I'm going to hear. And then the punishment is, this certainly appears in no book of laws any place in the world. V'chora api, my anger will burn against you. V'horakti etchem b'chorev, and I will kill you by the sword. V'horyuneshechem almonos, your wives are going to be widows. U'b'nechem yitomim, and your children are going to be orphans. That's most probably the most serious pasuk in Torah. The chora, God's anger will be kindled against somebody who hurts. I mean, how careful one has to be with an almana and a yatom. God, you have to be careful. Very, very careful. Let's see the Rashi. B, pasuk 21. Kol almona v'yatom lo ta'anun. Rashi says, hu adin l'chol adam. It doesn't only mean almona v'yatom. It means everybody. You can't cause anybody any pain. You're not allowed to do that to anybody. Hu adin l'chol adam. Ela shediver ha-katuv b'hoveh. The pasuk is talking of that which is prevalent. L'fi shem tshushe korach. For they are weak. The davar motzu la'anotam, and persecuting them is a common thing. I certainly hope it isn't a common thing. In other words, it may be more prevalent. People feel a not good person, a bad person, can feel safer abusing an almona v'yatom. They have nobody to speak up for them. They have nobody to stand up for them. But the halacha applies to all human beings. By the way, this is a machloket between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael says exactly what Rashi says, that everybody, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's talking only about almana v'yatom. Now, that doesn't mean that according to Rabbi Akiva, somebody who's not an almana or yatom, you can abuse. What it means is, in addition to the prohibition of abusing everybody, there's an even more severe prohibition to abuse the widow and the orphan. Ah! Im anei ta'aneyoto Rashi, harei ze mikro kotzer. Now then, this is an abbreviated verse. Gozam below Pirush Oncho, it threatens, but not explicitly state the punishment of one who persecutes. There's something missing in the pasuk. Ki im aneta anolto, if you cause him pain, so what? Pasuk doesn't say what's going to happen. It's going to come in the next pasuk. But over here, the pasuk just says, oh, if you're going to do this, and left hanging is something terrible is going to happen. But it doesn't say it here in the pasuk. So Rashi says, this is mikro kotzer. We have psukim like that in Tanakh where maybe even the fact that what will happen is not said makes it even more frightening. Oy, are you, if you do that, who knows what will happen. So Rashi says, Hareza Mikro Kotze, this is an abbreviated verse, Gozam Velo Pirushoncho, it threatens but does not explicitly state the punishment of one who persecutes. Kamo, in Parsha Bereshit, it says, Kol Hore Kayin, God promised Kayin that anybody who strikes him down will be severely punished. And all the pasuk says, whoever kills Kayin, but doesn't say what's going to come afterwards. Rashi calls that a mikro kotzer, a pasuk that is abbreviated. It is like whoever kills Kayin in that verse, gozam below pirishoncho, the Torah threatened, but did not state his punishment explicitly. Afkan, here also, im anei ta'aneoto, oivei, if you are going to cause him pain. Loshen gizum, if you will persecute him, is a threatening expression. Kloma, sofcha litola tshelcha, oi, the end is you're going to get it. But the pasuk doesn't say it. Your end will be that you will get what is your due. Loma, ki imtsaot yitzak elai. Why? Because if he cries out to me, God says, I'm going to hear his cry. I mean, here there's a problem. Does Rashi mean to say that if the almana or the yatom doesn't cry out, God is going to do nothing? The pasuk seems to leave you with the impression, oh, ki'im, if he will cry out to me, then I'm going to take action. And if not, and what happens if the almana and the yatom suffer in silence? What will happen? That's coming. The last pasuk said that my anger will be kindled against you, and I will kill you with the sword. V'hayun esheichem, almanos, and your wives will be widows, and your children will be orphans. No. What's the meaning of the end of that pasuk? You know, if you kill somebody, isn't it automatic that the wives are almanos, and the sons, children, are yatomim. What's the pasuk have to tell us this for? Like, you have to spell it out all the way? So he says, Mimashmi shenema, I'm reading the last Rashi, D. Mimashmi shenema v'harakti etchem eini yodea shenesheichem almanot ubenechem yatomim. Rashi asks the question, if it says that I will kill you, don't we know, therefore, that automatically your wives will be widows and your children will be orphans? We know it from the implication of that which has been stated, and I shall kill you. Elaharezu klola acheret, Rashi says, this is a second curse. In addition to the fact that I kill you, what will happen is that your wives will remain almanos forever. It will happen in such a way that they won't be able to prove that you're dead. And if they can't prove that you're dead, then your children will not be able to inherit. This is a second klala, watch. This is a different curse from that implied by I shall kill you. That the wives will be constrained like widowhood from the living. Can't get married again. He's dead, but we don't know, we don't have proof of it. Shelo yu edim limitat ba'aleim, for there will be no witnesses to the deaths of their husbands. V'tiyen asuros lihinosei, and they will be forbidden to be married. V'abonim yu tomim, and the children will be orphans, in a sense not implied by I will kill you. Shelo yanichum betin leded l'nichsei avim, Bezdin will not permit them to make use of what the father left over, because we have no proof yet that he is dead. Because we don't know if the husband father was died or he was taken captive and he's someplace in the world. All right. Number three, I just wanted to show you, there's a repeat right here in the parasha later on. V'ger lo tilchatz, v'atem yedatem et nefesh ha'ger, ki gerim ayitem beretz Mitzrayim. Another pasuk. What does that pasuk say more than the one that we had over here? Over here it says, Ger lo tonu lo tilotzenu, because you are gate in Beretz Mitzrayim. It seems to be a pasuk that is simply unnecessary. It's repeating what it says over here. And this is about 30, 40 psukim later on in the parasha. So Rashi says, takes care of it immediately. V'ger lo tilchatz. Baharbe mekomot hizhira Torah alager. In many places, the Torah warns with regard to the stranger. And you see, he has there in the parentheses, convert. The technical halachic meaning of the word ger is convert. The Eritreans and the Sudanese do not fit into this category. That does not mean to say that we are permitted to abuse them. God forbid. All men are created equal. All men are created in the image of God. But we have to deal with them in a different way. The ger that we're talking about in the first pasuk and in the second is the convert. Because his inclination is to evil. That doesn't necessarily, I'm not sure if that's the correct translation. I think it means that starting up with him, causing him pain, is bad. It's very bad. At nefesh haker, you knew the soul of the stranger. You know how difficult it is for the ger when he is oppressed. So now we know now the basic subject matter. Let's turn over. Another pasuk that I'm just going to put it now. Hopefully we will get to a further understanding. This is in Sefer Devarim. Lo tazgir eved el Adonav. asher yinotze lelecha. You shall not turn over a slave to his master who is rescued from his master to you. He ran away and he has come to find asylum by you. Don't send him back. Lo tazgir eved el adonav. And on the asher yinotze lelecha miyem adonav, who's going to save himself by coming to you. Imcha yeshev bekir b'cha, he shall live with you in your midst. Ba'makom asher yivchar, wherever he chooses. Ba'achat sha'arecha, in one of your gates. Patov lo, where it will be good for him. Lo tonenu, you shall not taunt him. Here we are talking about where the person who has come for asylum is one, if he's sent back to where he came from, he's dead. Oh, this, everybody understands, the government understands that as well. None of these people, those who came here because of a threat to their lives, chas v'sholem, you can't send them back. That's this pasuk over here. Don't send him back there. By the way, that's not the consideration at all. Nobody is planning on sending them back to Eritrea or Sudan. It's either Rwanda or Uganda. You know, finally the Uganda plan is coming to fruition. Understand? Can't send back. That's clear. You cannot send back somebody into the jaws of danger. The American government in, 39, 40, they made sure that the St. Louis, that boat went right back to Germany. Of the 900 Jews on board, 200 survived the war. That's sending somebody back to where their lives are in danger. That you can't do. All right, the British sent back the Exodus to Hamburg, but that was already after the war. It wasn't very shine also, and that's clearly the reason why the great British Empire exists no more. They wipe themselves off the face of this earth. Okay, I had to get that in. By the way, it's already half the shir, and I didn't mention the Jerusalem Post. I didn't mention the Jerusalem Post. There's an article this morning by Moshe Ahrens dealing with the question, why didn't Israel go after Iraq during the first Gulf War? And he described, 39 Scuds came down over here. We were being attacked. Any country in the world has the right to strike back. So he describes the pressures that President Bush and his government placed on Israel. Don't lift a finger. Leave it to us. We're going to take care of it. And the pressures on Yitzhak Shamir were very, very strong. He couldn't buck America. But only what interested me was the last paragraph, 2-3 lines. Ahrens writes in the last paragraph, after we know already, he writes, 39 Scuds hit Israel on the last day of the war. One Scud hit American headquarters in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, 27 dead and 98 wounded. He ends by saying, we were very lucky. We call the Rabbein Yishloilam luck. You understand? Can you imagine if one Scud did that in Riyadh, what 39 could have done here in this country? Wow! Were there nisim gluyim over there? Okay, that's all. I only mentioned the Jerusalem Post for profound, from religious reasons. Okay. I want to read a Rambam. The Rambam says the following. You have to listen to this. You have to listen carefully. This is the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Chayev Adam lihizor b'yisemim v'almanos. A person has to be careful how he deals with the orphans and with widows. Mipnei shanafsham shvala, because their spirit is shvala l'ma'od, very low. They're broken in spirit. V'rucham nemucha. And also, their life forces are low. Aval b'shem bali mamon. Don't think, you know, the merry widow? What?
Of Windsor.
The what? Of Windsor. Merry widow of Windsor.
The merry wives of Windsor.
Oh, the merry wife. But there's some operetta about some merry widow. According to Torah, there are no merry widows. They may be happy. Their life may be good. But there's something missing. So therefore, he says, "Afal b'shem bale moman," even if it's a rich widow. Afilu amanasi shel melech v'yitomav, even the widow of a king and his orphans. Muzhorim onu aleihem, we are warned about them not to cause them any pain. Shenema, because it says, Kol almona v'yatom lo ta'anun. The Rambam has now explained to us the meaning of kol. Why couldn't it simply said almona v'yatom lo ta'anun? Don't cause any pain to a widow or an orphan. Kol almona, all clues everybody. Rich, powerful, mighty. And how do we conduct ourselves with them? Lo yedaber aleihem el rakot, should only speak to them softly. Velo yinhag behem el minik kavod, and conduct yourself with dignity and with honor toward them. Velo yachiv gufam ba'avoda, don't cause them any pain with work that you give them to do. Velibam, and you shouldn't cause pain to their hearts. Bedvarim koshim, by saying things that are difficult. V'yotom, v'yochos al memonom yotemi mamon atzmo, and one should be careful about their money more than one is careful about his own money. Kol hamaknitam o machisam, whoever causes them pain or gets them angry, o hichiv libam, o rada behem, or cause pain to their hearts, or rules over them, or avad memonom, or ibed memonom, or cause their money to be lost. Hadeze over below tase, he transgresses a negative commandment. The koshkin hamaka oisam hayem akalam, and certainly God forbid somebody who strikes them or curses them. The lavze afal pishein lokan alav, this negative commandment, even though there is no punishment. Torah does not ordain any punishment, for example, a whipping. Hadei onsho mefurish b'Torah, you don't need more than the fact that the Torah itself clearly states what the punishment is. V'chora api v'horakti etchem b'chorav, I will be angry with you and I will kill you by the sword. Brit karat lahem mishama v'hoyoha olam. This is such a powerful statement. God has made a covenant with them. How does he describe God? The one who said and brought the world into being. The one who created everything. He has a covenant with the widow and the orphan. In a sense, the Rambam is saying that God implanted this into nature. She calls man shehem tzoyakim mechamas, whenever they will cry out because of violence done to them, heim nanim, they are answered, shenema kim tzok yitzak elai shomoa eshmat zakato. Bamer dvaram amurim, bizman sheino tam letzorech atzmo, When is all this said? Is if I cause pain to a yotam or almana for my own benefit. Avol ina otam harav kedei lamdam Torah o umanut o laholicham b'derech yishora. If the Rav, the Rebbe, causes them some degree of suffering in order to teach them Torah or to teach them a profession, or laholicham b'derech yishora, that they should go in the right derech. The Rambam doesn't get hot under the collar about, in the same breath with teaching Torah, he mentions teaching them a profession or a trade. Yes.
Today, the problem with divorce is so great. It's not addressed in here. It's not addressed here. It's talking only about the widows and the orphans. But today there are so many single-parent families and divorced women. The question is whether today one would say that they are in the same geder as almanot.
I believe that it's absolutely true. What you're saying is absolutely right. Almona v'yatom represent a segment of the population that are more sensitive because of what they've been through. Anybody who is more sensitive to criticism or to hurt and pain because of what they have been through, and it could be even an amicable divorce, falls into the same category. Remember, Rashi himself said that it applies to all human beings, all Jews, to all. But why does the Torah speak about almona v'yatom? Because they are more prone to be hurt, which means anybody who falls into that category, wherever it may be. And what happens if somebody has an illness? He's a broken person. You cause them pain. Oh, it includes everybody. Yes?
Do we include non-Jews in this category? Is this referring to non-Jewish or non-Jewish?
It's clear from the Pasuk that the Pasuk is talking about Jews.
Why is that?
Because Torah, Parshas Mishpatim, was given to Jews. It wasn't given to anybody else. So then you can ask the old question, what, we just care about our own? So this is the classic example. For example, the Torah says, you're not allowed to take interest from your fellow Jew, but the guy, from him you can take interest. So the intelligent, intellectual anti-Semites say, oh, what a terrible Torah. They don't get it. You know what they don't get? What they don't get is we're supposed to serve as an example for the rest of the world. We take care of our own. You know what you do? You take care of your own. We have free loan gemachs. You have free loan gemachs. Who's stopping you? See what we do, and you act that way. We don't have to be the ones who take care of the whole world. We take care of ourselves, and we assume that intelligent, sensitive, good, God-fearing people will do the same thing. But Torah doesn't have to say, love the guy, embrace the guy. I take that back, okay. No, you understand? That's what all of Torah is. That we are creating, we are an Am Segula. We are a people who is a treasure, and we're supposed to serve as the example. Never in history have we served as an example to the world as we do right now. If there are millions of people who are not going to sleep hungry in the world today, it's because of us. All those fashlugging countries over there in Africa and Asia, who's stopping them from creating beautiful societies? They're a bunch of hashoyim. Well, next door, Syria. Look what they did to their own people. Do we need a worse or a better example than that? So we have to worry about them? And we do. We're taking care of their sick. It's unbelievable. They'd kill us in a minute if they could. And they tried a number of times. Oh, you're getting me real, you're getting me going this morning. That's good, that's good. Okay. All right, so let's finish. And he's a mutter. Vavol Pekain, even though it's mutter for the Rebbe to admonish a yatom, Vavol Pekain lo yinag behem minne kol adam. You cannot treat them the way you treat every human being. Eliyasalem hefresh. You have to make them different. V'yinahalem benachat uberachamim gedol nebekovod. And you should conduct yourself in a peaceful way, with mercy, great mercy, and with honor. Shenema ki goalom chazok hu yarived rivam. Their Redeemer is strong, and he's going to fight for them. You're going to see a Ramban right away. Oh, a Ramban that elaborates on this point. Two stories that Hanan Porat brings from Rabbi Levine, Hatzadik HaYerushalmi. One of them, he says, is a story that he was told by Menachem Porush. You remember Menachem Porush, Olav HaShalom? Okay. So they learned in Talmud Torah Eitz Chaim. That was the Talmud Torah everybody went to in Yerushalayim. And the Mashgiach of Talmud Torah Eitz Chaim was Rabbi Levine. Anyway, it seems in the playground, a number of children did not treat one of the students with dignity. The student happened to be called Chaim Goldwicht. May have been 10 at the time, 11. He was to become the founder of Yeshivat Kerem Biyavna. Rabbi Aryeh Levine called an assembly of the entire school. And he got up there and he started crying. Do you know who you hurt? Do you know who you caused pain to? To a Yosem. And he read these psukim to them. Another story. This was written by an einikel of Rabbi Aryeh Levine. He was a kid, and they were walking along the street, and they see, I'm telling you the story as it is, a flag. It doesn't say Israeli flag, but it wasn't a PLO flag. No, it was an Israeli flag up on a balcony, and they, the kids said, let's see who can get up there and pull down the flag. So it was Rabbi Aryeh Levine's einikel, David. He climbed up and he grabbed it, and the woman who owned the apartment is looking out from the passage and sees it, and she tells him, I know who you are. Anyway, next day they come to school. Rabbi Aryeh Levine calls his einikel in, and he reads, he tells him to read the psukim that we learned. Kla, read. Kol almona v'yotom lo ta'anon ki'im tza'ok. Kiyim anei ta'anei oto, tza'ok yitzakai v'chara. And he told him, Oda pam, read it again. Third time, read the psukim again. And he says, you know, I don't know what he wants from me. And then he says, you tore down a flag yesterday? The woman, that woman is an almana. How did you do something of the sort? Eich he'azta. Where did you have the chutzpah to cause pain to an almana? And the einikel writes, he didn't accuse me of having stolen. That was not important. I caused pain to an almana. So the einikel says, all right, you know, after school today, after school, I'm going to go back and I'm going to give back the flag. She says, no, 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 not after school. Now! And he made him go then and there, leave school, go return the flag, and ask Mechila of the Almana. He read a pasuk, Kol Almana v'yatom lo ta'anon. This is the demand that Torah makes of us. And he took it seriously, very seriously. And toward the end he says, Echad yatom yav, echad yatom yem. It makes no difference whether one is often from father or often from mother. How long is one called an orphan, as far as this halacha is concerned? Until they reach the point that they don't need an adult upon whom to depend. They don't need an adult to care for them. And when he reaches the point that he's able to take care of all of his needs by himself, just like all other adults do, all other people, then he's no longer yatom. No. On the next page, number 6. This is a Ramban. We're not going to learn the whole Ramban. I'm learning 2 paragraphs over here that are classics in our time. If you want to read the whole thing, take home the sources. On the right-hand side of the page, the second paragraph, the one that is underlined. V'hanachon be'einai, the Ramban says, what's right in my eyes, kiyoma, that the psukim are telling us the following. Lo tone geva, lo tilchatzenu, don't abuse nor oppress the ger. V'tach shivu, you know why you're doing it? Because you think, she'ein lo matzil miyadcha. You think he doesn't have anybody to save you from your hand. There is he. You know, you can do whatever you want then. Who's going to stop you? Who's going to call you to task on it? Kiato yadato, because you know shehiyitam gedim beretz Mitzrayim, you know that you were strangers in the land of Egypt. V'ra'iti, I saw it halachatz, Hashem Mitzrayim lochadim etchem, I saw the oppression that the Egyptians oppressed you. V'asiti behem nekam, and I took revenge of them. Because I see the tears of those who are oppressed. They don't have anyone to console them. And those who oppress them, they have the strength. I am the one who will save everyone from the one who is stronger. Don't cause them pain. I will hear their cries. They don't depend on themselves because they don't have the power to stand up to you. And whom do they trust? And whom do they place their faith in? On me. Then I'm going to take care of them. Let's go to D on the left-hand side. Again, v'hanachon be'enai. What's good in my eyes? Kiyoma. Pasuk says, if you will cause him pain. Now, here he wants to explain the difficult pasuk. The pasuk says, im ane tane oto, ki im tsa'ok yitzak elai. It's so difficult to translate that. Im aneta aneoto, and by the way, that pasuk has 3 double verbs. imane tane oto, if you will cause him pain. Then the strange words, ki im, if only, tzo'ok yitzak, cry, he will cry. Shomoa eshma tzakato, I will hear his cry. Three double verbs in one pasuk. What's the meaning of it all? There's another thing we have to take care of before we leave this parasha. The first pasuk, kol almona v'yatom lo ta'anun, you shall not persecute. Ta'anun is a plural. Ta'anun means you, the many, should not cause them pain. Im ane ta'ane oto, ane ta'ane, if you, that's a singular. It doesn't say im anu ta'anu, so we have moved from the plural to the singular. And then when we come to the last pasuk, v'chor ro api v'horakti etchem, that's a plural. I will punish you, plural. It goes from plural to singular to plural. So the Ibn Ezra says, and this is very, everybody sees the greatness of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, the pain that's caused by somebody to an almona or yatom is a responsibility of everybody who knows about it. If you know about it, you can't remain silent. There's a responsibility of the community to make sure that things don't happen like that. And here we're talking about a state has a responsibility to protect the weak amongst them. By law, with its police force, Torah is making it very clear there's no such thing as just the individual. He did it to him or to her. Not if anybody knows about it, then you have to speak up. You have to do something. The idea of knowing about abuse going on in a family, and go tell the police. Tell the police, it's a Yonisha police, you're Matunish, you're not allowed to. Nonsense! You have to! You have to, yes!
When I lived abroad, I was told by people in the community, you don't snitch on Jews. You don't go to the police. You don't talk about abuse.
So therefore, I'm telling you, the Ibn Ezra and the Rambam as well holds the same thing. You're not a snitcher, you're a savior. It's not snitcheri. Does everybody know what the word snitch means? You know, I haven't used that word in about 50 years. 50 years. It's the responsibility of the community. There's no such thing as permitting abuse to take place anywhere. And never what we find out about abuse taking place in homes, it can be next door to you. People living next door to me are okay. They're okay. Right. But there's abuse taking place. There's violence in families. How this happened, I don't know how it happened to us. Was it always like that? No, I don't believe it. Now let's see what the Ramban says. V'hanachon be'enai. So now, what we want to take care of right now is the strange words. Im ane ta'ane oto, ki im tzok yitzakale. What would have been wrong if it would have said, im ane ta'ane oto, if you are going to cause him pain? V'tzok yitzakelai, and he will cry out to me. Shamoa eshma, I will hear his cry. So first of all, the two words, ki im, if only. And also the greater problem is, and if he doesn't cry out, so the Rabbein Shem doesn't hear no evil. I mean, so he's also guilty of knowing about abuse and not doing anything about it. Chas v'shalom. Watch how the Ramban explains it. V'anachom be'enai ki yomari ma'ne ta'ne oto If you cause him pain, ki im, only if. All he has to do is give a little krechts. Nothing more. Ki im. Mi imanei taneoto rak tzok. That's like only, all he has to do is get a little cry. Bilvad miyad eshmat zakato. Ki im. All he needs is that. He doesn't have to say Gans Tillim. He doesn't have to run to the Kotel. He doesn't have to make a trip to the Maras HaMachpelah. Just that. Rebbeinu Shlom, help me. That's it. I promise I'm going to hear. Einenu tzorech ledover achaklal. He needs nothing else. You know what else it means he doesn't need? He may not need to go to the authorities. Just call out, ki ani oshienu, I will save him, ven kom oto mincha, and I will take revenge for him from you. Vahatam. Ah, listen to how the Rambam, the reason for this. Ki atolo chetzoto mipnei shein lo moshiyo miyotcha. Why do you take the liberty of causing him pain or pressuring him? Because they didn't have anybody to help them. V'hine, the Ramban says, V'hine, behold, who nezar yoter mikol adam. He has aid and assistance greater than anybody else. Because all other people are going to run to the authorities. They're going to go for help here, going to go for help there. And that help, may not help. But the yotom v'almona, just turn to me. That's it. And they got the greatest help in the world. Kishara anoshim, other people, yitrechu acharei moshiyim shiyoshiyum. They're going to go after those saviors who will save them. Vachrei oizrim, and people can assist linkom nikmatam to take their revenge. It may very well be that they're not going to help and they're not going to save anybody. These, the weak, b'tzakato bilvad, just with a cry, no shabashem v'inkom mincha. There. That's all they need. That's it, nothing more. Nothing more, just that. I started off by saying, and I say it again, there is no code of law, no code of law in any country in the world that I believe has a few psukim like the ones that we just learned here. Lo yu'uman. Lo yu'uman. There's nothing like it. Does it always happen? It doesn't always happen. Why? We don't know why. But that's one of the things that someday we will know why. But that we trust, certainly for us, in our time, it's much, much easier for us to understand these psukim, because we've seen God do things for us that have not been done for Jews in 2,000 years. Woe to the person who does not see God's great kindness to him. Woe unto him. But we know what it's all about. All right. Yes, wait, so there's a question.
We have all this concern in Eretz Israel about the Eritreans and the Sudanese. What about our concern for the Ethiopians who are languishing in Ethiopia, for Indians who want to come?
You're absolutely right. That's why I'm learning this. We have to teach our people out there. That's exactly what we have to do. And we also have to make sure, I mean, what do you're going to get me at the end of this year. The end of this year, you know, I'm going to start telling you, listen, Chassidim fight with each other. Chassidim and Litaim fight with each other. Peleg HaYerushalmi against Bnei Brak. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on that are not good. So we have to talk about them. That's the point. We need a Rabbi Aryeh Levine to stand up and take Echves Anybody he meets and have him read these psukim. Ki im tzok yitzak elai shamoa eshma tzakato. Have a good week and a mishenichnas odam marben besimcha. And this is a time when God listens to our cries. Esther cried out, she was saved, and all the Jewish people were saved. I had to learn these psukim. I had to. I couldn't stop myself. Okay.